Hey everyone, and welcome back to the nation's leaders from coast to coast.
It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for another episode of Monday Madness, the show where we prove that American politics has never been boring.
Forget the dry textbooks. We're talking about the duels, the deals, and the disasters that you probably never learned about in school. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Let's get into the madness.
Leah, when we think of a major financial crisis, we think of the government stepping in with a bailout. But today, we're going back to 1907, a time when a catastrophic financial panic brought the United States to its knees, and the government was completely powerless to stop it.
That's right, Stephen. This is the incredible story of the Panic of 1907, where the entire U.S. economy was saved not by the president or Congress, but by the force of will of a single, immensely powerful private citizen, the banker J.P. Morgan.
How could the government be powerless? What was the financial system like in 1907?
It was the Wild West. The Gilded Age was in full swing, and fortunes were being made overnight. But there was no central bank, no Federal Reserve to regulate the money supply or backstop the system. It was just a loose network of banks and trusts, and everything was held together by one very fragile thing: public confidence.
And I'm guessing something happened to shake that confidence. What was the spark that lit the fire?
The spark was a failed stock manipulation scheme. In October 1907, a couple of aggressive speculators tried to corner the market on the stock of the United Copper Company. The scheme failed spectacularly, and the stock price collapsed. This caused the banks that had financed the scheme to become insolvent. And that's when the panic started.
How did one bad bet on a copper company spiral into a national emergency?
It created a domino effect. When people heard that one bank had failed, they got scared that their bank might be next, so they rushed to withdraw their money. This is called a bank run. The problem is, banks don't keep all their deposits in the vault. They lend it out. So even healthy banks could be destroyed by a bank run. Panic spread from bank to bank. The New York Stock Exchange fell almost 50%, and the entire financial system was on the verge of complete collapse.
So where was President Teddy Roosevelt during all of this?
Roosevelt and his Treasury Secretary did what little they could, depositing some federal funds into New York banks. But it was like using a bucket of water to put out a forest fire. They had no real tools to stop the crisis. With the government on the sidelines, Wall Street and Washington looked to the one man who might be able to command enough authority to stop the bleeding, the 70-year-old J.P. Morgan.
So this one banker becomes the de facto leader of the country. What did he do?
He essentially became a one-man Federal Reserve. He summoned the presidents of all the major New York banks to his library on Madison Avenue. For days, he and his team worked around the clock, auditing the books of failing institutions to determine which were solvent enough to be saved and which had to be left to fail. He was making decisions that would determine the fate of the entire economy.
And this led to a famous, incredibly dramatic scene in his library, right?
Absolutely. It was the climax of the crisis. New York City itself was on the verge of bankruptcy. Morgan gathered the presidents of the city's trust companies in his library, presented them with a plan that required them to pledge millions of their own capital to a rescue fund, and then he physically locked the doors, refusing to let them out until they agreed. He essentially held them hostage until they agreed to save the country.
That is unbelievable. One man locking the most powerful financiers in a room and forcing them to bail out America. Did it work?
It did. The United Front, organized by Morgan, was enough to restore public confidence, and the panic slowly subsided. He had saved the day. But the madness of the situation terrified everyone. The fact that the entire economy depended on the health and actions of one unelected private citizen was a wake-up call. This crisis directly led Congress to create the Federal Reserve System in 1913 to ensure that the government would never again be so powerless in the face of financial collapse.
And that's our special for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this dive into history and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.